Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Many of you may be aware that the Old Testament, the Bible, it talks about the previous Ambiya alayhi salatu wassalam, sometimes in a very derogatory way, something which is not appropriate when it comes to even regular human beings, let alone the prophets. So you will find, for example, the story of Nuh alayhi salam, that he became drunk and he committed, na'udhu billah, you know, you shudder even talking about these things and thinking about these things, that he committed incest with his own daughter so that the progeny could increase, either him or Lut alayhi salam, one of the two. And things of that nature, you find these stories. One of those stories is something related to Dawood alayhi salam. Dawood alayhi salam, according to the story mentioned in the Old Testament, he saw a woman, and again, this is relating a story that is found in the Old Testament, related by the previous bearers of the religion, Jews and Christians. And what is our response to that, and what does the Quran say about that? This is what we're going to talk about today, inshallah. So, Dawood alayhi salam, according to that story, he saw a woman who was married, he saw her bathing, and he fell in love with her. He fell in love with her, he beckoned her to the palace, and then committed adultery with her, na'udhu billah. And then from that adultery that took place, she became pregnant, and she had, from that pregnancy, Sulaiman alayhi salam, a prophet. If you can imagine, this is a prophet, the son of a prophet that we're talking about, that he, na'udhu billah, Sulaiman alayhi salam, na'udhu billah, is the son of an illicit relationship, and Dawood alayhi salam is engaging in an illicit relationship. So this is the story that is mentioned. In addition to that, the husband of that wife, Sulaiman alayhi salam, or Dawood alayhi salam, sends him into battle. His name was Uriah the Hittite, according to the story in the Bible. So he sends him into battle so that he gets killed, so that he can marry this woman. So this is the story according to the previous religions, meaning Judaism and Christianity. And of course, as Muslims, this is something that we cannot accept about our Prophet. So what does the Quran say about this issue? It talks about something in very vague terms, but which the Mufassirin have explained as to what actually happened. So Dawood alayhi salam, one day he is in his house, or he is in his place of worship, when suddenly what happens, two men or two angels in the shape of men, they jump over the wall, they encroach into his property, which was well protected and well secured, and they enter into his room and they start an argument in front of him. They present a case as litigants, as a plaintiff and defendant in front of Dawood alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ نَبَأُ الْخَصْمِ إِذْ تَصَوَّرُ الْمِحْرَابِ. Did the story of the litigants come to you, O Prophet of Allah, meaning talking to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they climbed over the wall, tasawwaru, from the word sur, when they climbed over the wall and entered al-mihrab. Al-mihrab can mean the mihrab that we have here, or it can mean just a room in which Dawood alayhi salam was worshipping. So they came into the mihrab while he was alone. There's nobody else with him. إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَىٰ دَاوُدْ. When they entered upon Dawood, فَفَزِعَ مِنْهُمْ. He was surprised by them. He got astonished because of a couple of reasons the Mufassirin have mentioned. That they came in at a time when normally people would not enter. Maybe in the middle of the night, or a time when people were taking a nap, but not a time usually where people would come to see him. So he got surprised. And on top of that, they came into a place which was very well secured, and there was no possibility of people trespassing into that area. So he was surprised. قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ. They said, don't be afraid. خَصْمَانِ بَغَى بَعْضُنَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقِّ. These are two litigants. Litigants meaning they have presented a case, they want to present a case to you, and one of them has transgressed over the other. فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقِّ. O Dawood, judge between us with the truth. Meaning, do not do any dhulm. وَلَا تُشْتِتْ. And do not, tushtit means, وَلَا تُشْتِتْ means, do not oppress and do not make a wrong decision. Be just in your decision. وَلَا تُشْتِتْ. وَهْدِنَا إِلَى سَوَاءِ صِرَاطٍ. And guide us to the straight path. So we've come to present a case to you. You have to guide us as to what the correct way is. إِنَّ هَذَا أَخِي. This is my brother. So two men, or angels in the shape of men, according to some of the Mufassirin, they were Jibrail and Mikail alayhi salam, that had taken on the shape of men. So one said that this is my brother. لَهُ تِسْعُ وَتِسْعُونَ نَعْجَةً. He has 99 sheep, وَلِيَ نَعْجَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. Na'ja, it means a sheep, or according to, again, Mufassirin, it can also, it's also the name of a cow. So either he has 99 sheep or 99 cows, وَلِيَ نَعْجَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. And I have one sheep or one cow. فَقَالَ أَكْفِلْنِيهَا. Despite the fact that he has 99, he wants my one cow. And he's saying, أَكْفِلْنِيهَا, give that to me. وَعَزَّنِي فِي الْخِطَابِ. And he's talking to me in, he's talking down to me, he's talking to me in a very oppressive way. He wants to even take my cow. So Dawood alayhi salam said, قَالْ لَقَدْ ظَلَمَكَ بِسُؤَالِ نَعْجَتِكَ إِلَى نِعَاجِ. He is doing wrong by asking you, he's doing dhulm upon you by asking you for your sheep and adding it to his sheep, or asking for your cow and adding it to his cows. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ. There are many people that have shares in business. خُلَطَاء, business partners. لَيَبْغِي بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. They transgress over each other, meaning they do wrong over each other, they cheat each other. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except for those that have iman and do good deeds. Okay, this is the biggest problem that we have in the Muslim community. People that get into business partnerships, and then, you know, they one cheats the other, and one runs away with the money, one fiddles the books. It happens all the time. All the time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this, Dawood alayhi salam responded by saying that this is common amongst people. The only thing that will prevent a person from doing that is his iman. Except the one that has iman and he does good deeds. وَقَلِيلٌ مَّاهُمْ. But there are very few that do that. When it comes to money, iman and amal salih and faith and everything goes out of the window. قَلِيلٌ مَّاهُمْ. There are very, very few that do that. Now, according to some tafsir, after Dawood alayhi salam had made this judgment, the two men, or they looked at each other and they started laughing. So, وَظَنَّ دَاوُودُ أَنَّمَا فَتَنَّهُ. Dawood alayhi salam realized that we had tested him. فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ. He made istighfar to his Lord. وَخَرَّ رَاكِعٌ وَأَنَابُ. And he fell down in the state of ruku' and he made tawbah. Ruku means he has sajda. So he fell down prostrate and he made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now what is this story? What is the basis for this story and what is the background to it? So the story that I mentioned to you about Dawood alayhi salam, na'udhu billah, doing what was mentioned there. Again, it's so difficult to even say it with the mouth. There is obviously no reality to that, because you would not expect a prophet to be engaged, not even a lay person, ordinary person who has any iota of faith or iman, to be engaged in something of that nature. So what actually happened? The Mufassirin have explained it. One group of Mufassirin, they say that the story is completely, the thing that actually happened was, Dawood alayhi salam was sorry for the fact that he didn't hear the other side of the story. So one person, he presented his case, and Dawood alayhi salam just gave the judgment. He didn't hear even the other side's case before giving the judgment, and now he realized that I've made a mistake, and he made sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and made tawbah, that I should have at least heard the other side of the story. And this is very common. As an imam, I hear so many people come in, women, men, complaining about their wives, husbands, and they tell a whole story, and then when you call the other party in, the story is completely different. So you have to hear both sides of the story before giving any kind of judgment. So this is what one group of Mufassirin have accepted as being the thing that happened, and for that he made tawbah because he should have heard the other side of the story. Other Mufassirin say that the story of Dawood al-Islam and Urya is, there is some reality to it. But it is not to the level as mentioned in the Old Testament. So one explanation is given that in those days it was permissible for a man to request his friend to divorce his wife so that he could marry him. Okay, it was something of a common nature and permissible in the rulings of the Sharia of the time. So Dawood alayhi salam, according to one tafsir, he told Urya that I like your wife, I want you to divorce her so that I can get married to her. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't like this. Even though it may have been permissible in that Sharia of the time, it was not appropriate for a prophet, for a Nabi, to ask for this kind of request because of his status. It was not something that he should have done. Other scholars say that he had actually presented this idea to Urya, and before that Urya could divorce his wife, this happened, this whole story happened. These angels came and he cancelled the idea. He said, this is not something that I should be doing, and he told him that I don't want that to happen. Other Mufassirin, they say that what actually happened was Urya went into battle himself and he passed away. He got killed in the battle. And when he got killed in the battle, as a normal person should feel remorse and sadness at somebody's death, Dawood al-Islam didn't feel any kind of remorse. Instead, he married his widow. Again, perfectly fine in Sharia to marry somebody's widow after the husband has passed away. But again, the way that it was done, without feeling any remorse for the death of Urya, it was not appropriate. And then there are other stories which are, or other opinions that the scholars give about this issue. But it is not even close to the whole story that is a fabricated story in the Old Testament. So we need to be completely aware of that, that this is the actual story that Dawood alayhi salam, he didn't, na'udhu billah, engage in any type of adultery. Anything that he did was within the confines and boundaries of Sharia and the Sharia of the time, but nothing which was outside the boundaries of Sharia. The only thing was that whatever he did was inappropriate for his status or his stature as a prophet, and he shouldn't have done it in that way. But he immediately realized his mistake and he made istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he made tawbah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. According to some tafsirs, he actually stayed in sajda for 40 days continuously, and the vegetation around the place that he was making sajda, it started growing and his face became swollen, but he stayed continuously for 40 days asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obviously forgave him. And this is what is mentioned, فَغَفَرْنَا لَهُ ذَلِكَ. Allah says, we forgave him this. It was so nobody should have any type of doubt as to the status of the Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, or any other prophet for that matter, that we should question his character in any way, shape or form. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we forgave him. وَإِنَّ لَهُ عِنْدَنَا لَزُلْفَ وَحُسْنَ مَآبٍ. And he has with us a close position and a very good outcome in the end, and a place for refuge at the end. He's going to come to us in the hereafter, and he's going to get rewarded completely for being a very pious person. Another side note, where here we have this ayah, خَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَابَ. This is an ayat of sajda. In the Hanafi school of thought, there is an opinion that if a person, he reads an ayah of sajda, And then immediately after the ayah, he goes into ruku' instead of sajda. With the intention of sajda, that sajda, it will be sufficient. The ruku' will be sufficient instead of sajda. You don't have to do it. But you have to have the intention to do that. And again, as a side note, this ayah is an ayat of sajda, and I've recited it in front of you. So please do perform the sajda. Okay. Jazakumullah khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand what has been said and heard. Yeah.